Are you ready to start showing up as the best version of you? Ditching those diets, embracing and enjoying training, and learning that you are enough. Join me, Vicky Marks, or more commonly known as Vicky PT, personal trainer, nutrition coach, and female transformation specialist, on a podcast journey of inspiration, motivation, usable tips, and support to fire you forward into becoming that best version of you, plus some special guests along the way. You're listening to Strong, Confident, Transform. Let's get started. Hello, hello. Welcome to podcast 137. So it's been a little while. I am sorry. It has been a busy time and I'm not going to give you any excuses for it. I have been doing lots of competitions. I've been challenging myself. I've been away. There's been a lot of things happening for me in the last month and I'm selfishly going to not feel guilty about it because I've had an amazing time and achieved some really epic things, which kind of gave me the idea of this podcast, because I think, and for women especially, there is this massive idea that once we hit a certain age, we can't do things. Like once we've had kids, we can't do things. I'm too old to do that. Oh, I'm too old for this shit. You know, you hear women say that all the time. Oh, I'm just too old for this shit. But I am like absolutely determined to not be that person. I don't want to be that woman that's like, my menopause stopped me from doing this shit. Or I'm too old to, you know, compete in a CrossFit competition. Or I'm too old to dress like that. Or I'm too old to wear that. Or I'm too old to be talking like that or acting like that. I don't want to be that woman. And I don't think any of you guys should be too. So up until I was about 35, I didn't really set big obnoxious goals. I just didn't. I spent a lot of my life just, you know, running, trying to build my business, run my business, look after two really small kids, and I kind of was put on the back burner and I didn't set goals and I didn't kind of like strive for more. I kind of settled with what I had in life, which was obviously amazing because I do not act in that way, you know, like living in lack. Like I have an amazing life, I have a beautiful family and an amazing business and all these things. What more could I possibly want? But I really, really, really believe that every single human being in whatever circumstance you're in should be setting like really big obnoxious goals, small goals, medium-sized goals, whatever goals you want to set, but the big obnoxious ones need to be in there because I think it makes us purposeful every day and I think it makes us want to get out of bed and do the things that we need to do to achieve those goals. And I also think by putting it out there to the universe, you're almost like asking for it. You're almost like writing a letter to the universe to say, this is what I want to achieve. And the more we write it down and the more we put it out there to the world, the more likely it's going to happen. And I know probably some of you are sitting there thinking, what a load of bullshit. How can writing down your goals and setting goals make it more likely that you're going to achieve them? But it is scientifically proven. Like you're 42% more likely to achieve your goals if you write them down. Not like once and then put it in a drawer and ignore it. I mean, write it down on a regular basis. Have it somewhere that you can see it so that you read it. You're subconsciously reading it. Like they're in your viewing point. You can see it. And then it like rises to over 70% if you tell people about these goals as well. So like if you actually tell people about these goals, the percentage likelihood that you're going to achieve them goes up. Like how cool is that? So if you're not setting goals, please do. And if you are 40, 50, 60 and you think you're too old to set big obnoxious goals, then please stop holding yourself back like that. Like I've learned in the past, I think the last 3 years, that we're never too old to strive for more. We're never too old to want more and to achieve things. We're never too old to take that new job. We're never too old to start that new business. We're never too old to decide you're going to be an athlete like me. Like, do I wish I was, do I wish I started on my athlete journey when I was like 16? Oh yeah, of course I do. But I'm not too old to start it now. And I've proved that to myself by setting the big obnoxious goals, by going out there, writing them down and wanting to achieve them. Like, you are not too old to do these things. You're not too old to set big obnoxious goals. Now, I think, like, for women especially, I think there's a lot of like stuff in the media and, you know, on social media, on the news, like all of the stuff that once women pass 40, like they're done for. Like the menopause comes in and you're fucked. Like that's it. You haven't got a life anymore. Like you're too old to do anything. You're too old to be fit. You're too old to start something new. You're too old to take on that challenge, all of that stuff. Because basically you're hormonally fucked and you're going to be a crazy woman by the age of 50. Like there's all of this stuff out there and I hate it because I'm like, we are such powerful creatures. We are an amazing part of the human race that can achieve whatever we put our mind to. And so if you have been saying to yourself, oh, I'm too old to have that goal to wear a bikini on that holiday, stop holding yourself back. Like, why not? Why can't you be 60 and in a bikini looking like an absolute hot piece of ass on the beach? Like, why can't you be that person? So stop telling yourself you're too old. Stop telling yourself you're too old for the new business, the new career. Like, I think a big thing that we all probably feel at the moment is that life is so short. Like, I don't know if anybody else feels like me, but I think the time is going so fast. Like every month comes around and I'm like, oh my God, we're on another month already. Like time goes so fast. So like, if you're not happy with something in your life, change it, because who knows how quickly the time will go and how long you will stay unhappy with that thing in your life. And then look back and go, why did I do that for so many years? Like, why did I put up with being that unhappy when I didn't have to be? Like, you're never too old to change things. And you're never like the whole like, oh, I'll do that when this is better, or oh yeah, I have this goal, but at the moment I need to do this, this, and this, so I can't have that goal. Like, put all of that in a box and in a cupboard, because you know, there's always going to be things come up. There's always going to be things that get in your way of achieving your goals. But you just keep manifesting them. You keep writing them down. You keep doing all the things that you need to do that moves you further towards achieving those goals. Now, I think a really big reason why I find women, especially that are getting older, don't set goals is because of that fear. Like, what if I don't achieve it? Like, what if I write this goal down and then it doesn't happen for me? Or what if I write this goal down and I fail? Like, what if I write this goal down and I don't get anywhere near it? Well, like, fear is such a big thing that holds people back. It holds people back so much, and it just takes all of your joy away. Like, just write the goals down. What's the worst that can happen? You don't achieve it. You haven't signed a contract to say that you're going to achieve it. You've just put it out there that you'd like to achieve it. So write it down. And if you're smart, you can also put some little arrows off your goals and have a little brainstorm about how you could move closer to that goal, like whatever it may be. And making sure that you set goals in all areas of your life, not just in your health and maybe weight loss or your body, but like holidays and like, I don't know, maybe you want to climb a mountain or something, or something you want to do with your family, paying off your mortgage, paying off your car, whatever it may be. Like, write these goals down. And I promise you, you will wake up every morning with more purpose. You will wake up every morning knowing a little bit more about what we want. Because I find that especially women, you know, like as they get older, they lose themselves, like because they're just so busy doing the work and the things and the chores and the kids and all that stuff that they lose that aspect of themselves. And then they spend years kind of just living in this shell of like not knowing what they want. And the thing is, when you don't know what you want, you're not going to get what you want because the universe doesn't know what you want. So you have to really think about what it is that you want and whether you want to grow old, having no purpose, living in a shell, can't be bothered to do anything, or whether you want to live extraordinary. And I know extraordinary is the only way for me. I don't want to live another way. So I set the goals, I action stuff, I try to make them happen. Now, I'm 40 next year, which amazes me because I'm like, how? How am I 39 this August? And then I'm 40, yeah, August 25. 40, like how the hell? And although it is a little bit scary and I do feel a little bit old, I'm excited for it. Like, you're never too old to achieve your goals. Never. Like, I have some big goals for when I'm 40. And if any of you listening to this are coming up to a big age, or whether it be 40 or 50 or 60 or whatever, or 30, make a list. Like, something that I did was wrote a list called My 40 Before I'm 40. And I basically wrote 40 goals down that I wanted to achieve before I turned 40. And it is so fun ticking them off the list. So fun. And there's things that are on that list that I wasn't really sure how I would do. There are definitely some on there that I'm still not sure how I'm going to achieve. But I'm putting them out there. Like, I'm putting it out that that's what I want to do. And when you do that, you are 42% more likely to achieve it. So write these things down. So basically, I made an excuse for myself to write 40 goals that I want to achieve before I'm 40. It's a really cool thing to do. It keeps me purposeful. I look at it all the time. I cross things off the list all the time, which is so exciting. So if you've got like a big age coming up, or there's something, it doesn't have to be a big age. It could just be 35. It could be 46. It could be whatever you want it to be. Give yourself some purpose. Give yourself goals that you can work around, and never hold yourself back with age. Never. Some of my fittest, strongest women are in their 50s and 60s. And you know what? I do have a theory on this as well. I probably haven't ever felt as assertive as I do right now. Like, I choose what, I choose when, I choose who I want to spend my time with. I choose what I want to do, because I do think if you look after yourself, you put yourself first, you work on yourself, your mind, your body, I do think you become much more powerful as you get older. You don't worry about the shit that you used to worry about in your 20s. You don't care so much about what people think of you. So I actually think women get more powerful the older they get. So use it, like use this like power to level the fuck up, which is basically what I want to do. So like, write your 40 before you're 40, write your 50 before you're 50, 60 before you're 60, like write all these things down, write your goals down. If it's an obnoxious goal, then write it down 10 times. I love obnoxious goals. They are the best. Because I tell you what, when you achieve them, it's such a big fucking achievement. Like, you set this obnoxious goal that you think you could never achieve in a million years, and then you achieve it. It is like the most incredible experience ever. So stop holding yourself back with age. Like, it is just a number. It is irrelevant in your life to what you can achieve. Age is like the smallest reason why you couldn't do something. So stop holding yourself back. So I'm going to keep this really short and sweet today. If you use that phrase, oh, I'm too old for this shit, turn it around. Stop saying it. Revert it. Turn it into something else, because you are never too old. You are never too incapable. You are never too busy. You are never too whatever you tell yourself you're too much of to achieve what you want to achieve. Open your mind to setting goals. Open your mind to it. Brainstorm them, write them down. Get your family involved if they like that sort of thing. And, you know, put some pressure on it. I love putting some pressure on my goals now, because I'm basically addicted to setting goals, which I challenge you all to not get addicted to setting goals if you start. So I actually put some date frames around mine now. Like, I want to achieve this by this month, or I want to do this by the time this happens, which I know for some of you that don't set goals could be a little bit scary. But as you get into your goal journey, you will start setting timeframes on it. And it's really fun. And it's like a big game. And then you can just watch all these amazing things unfold. So set those goals. You are never too old to start your fitness journey. If anybody tells you that you are too old to lift weights, to get yourself strong, to make yourself feel great, to get a banging body, ignore them, because like, their opinion matters not. You are not too old to achieve these things. Like, why can we not grow old and be absolutely badass? There is absolutely no reason for it. So if in your head you're saying to yourself, I can't embark on this fitness journey because I'm too old, like, tell yourself to not say that anymore. Like, turn it around, like, give it a go. And I think this is a big thing in life that I don't see people do enough. Like, is actually just try things. Like, before you tell yourself you can't do it, try it. And if you can't do it, set it as a goal to what you want to do. Because, like, why don't we try things? I see it every day. I watch women give me all the excuses as to why they can't do something, but they will not even try. Like, trying is such a big word. Like, I can't do that. Well, just try. Oh no, I can't, because I won't be able to do it. But why not? Why don't you just try it? Let's see what you can do. And then we can set the goal as to what you need to do to be able to achieve it. So, like, try things, try new things, try that fitness journey, try everything, because you aren't on this planet for the longest time ever, and we have to try things and embrace things, set these goals and go out to get them. Really hope this has helped today. I love seeing people's goals. If you come out of this podcast and you start writing some goals down, share them with me. I love to see it. And I love to hear what you think of the podcast. So if you're listening and you liked it, let me know. And until next time, I'll catch you soon.